Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, if you think adolescence isn't hard enough, just add acne to the picture, because kids and self-esteem and going into high school and all of those things all over their face is enough to make a child want to cover up their face or not go to school at all. So we're talking today with Dr. Anna Bruckner. She's the director of pediatric dermatology at Children's Hospital in Colorado. Dr. Bruckner, acne, it sucks for kids. And I know my 14-year-old son right now is trying to avoid it at all costs. So first of all, is there a way to prevent it? Will washing their face, using exfoliants, scrubbing their face, any of these things help prevent it, or is it just a given? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Great questions. You know, I think that unfortunately some degree of acne is going to be inevitable in all teenagers, because it's really the result of the normal hormonal changes that their bodies are going through. But I think that a good skincare program can certainly help to minimize the severity of acne for some teenagers. But what that really means is really just using probably a gentle type of skin wash, twice a day to keep the skin nice and clean, and avoiding products that are going to cause the pores. We really do not recommend exfoliating, picking, scrubbing, those sorts of things, because unfortunately they tend to make the acne worse rather than better.
Yikes, really? Now every kid, it's universal, they want to start squeezing them, which is disgusting
when you think about it. It's human nature.
But it's human nature. So what do we tell them if they've got this white thing sitting there on their face and they just want to go get rid of it? Is that really bad?
Yeah, I mean, we don't encourage popping or squeezing, just because it can increase the risk of scarring, especially if the lesion's a deeper lesion. There are a variety of over-the-counter products that can help to sort of dry up those angry lesions. So, you know, a product with benzoyl peroxide in it might be a good place to start. Applying that twice a day to kind of help dry up the lesions is going to be better in the long run than picking or squeezing it.
Okay, so if they've got a few of those white heads, running to the store and getting benzoyl peroxide, trying to stop the kid, tie their hands down so they don't squeeze the thing. But if they squeeze it, it seems to go away faster. All of a sudden, it's just a little red, and then it's not looking nasty. Does the benzoyl peroxide kind of make it go down, or does it take a few days and it still looks like something white?
Benzoyl peroxide has some anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial properties, so it should help to kind of calm down that redness and to hopefully get the lesion to dry up. If a child, though, is having a lot of bigger, deeper red spots, you know, that might be a case where that child needs some prescription medications versus something over-the-counter.
So those prescription medications you're talking about, I mean, if kids really have bad acne and you're afraid of permanent scarring, what are some of those prescription medications out there? What do they do for them?
Right. Well, there's a whole slew of different acne treatments. The most common ones that we start with for mild to moderate acne are different types of creams or lotions that are applied to the skin. Some of those medications work to help clog the pores. So you were referring to kind of these white bumps, which are sometimes called whiteheads. There's also sort of some black lesions on the skin that kind of look like open pores. People often call those blackheads. There are some medications that help to sort of open up the pores to minimize the development of those whiteheads and blackheads. Then there's a variety of products such as benzoyl peroxide, different antibiotics that kind of work to dry up the redness and to decrease the inflammation. But if a child's getting more serious, deeper lesions, that's a case where we need to then go to medicines that are given by mouth. And what we commonly start with are antibiotics. And that's not because acne is an infection. The antibiotics are really working through an anti-inflammatory mechanism to calm down those deeper red spots, decreasing the inflammation and decreasing the risk for scarring over the long term.
Okay, so how long would they be on an antibiotic?
Well, the standard course of treatment for acne is to start with 12 weeks of treatment. And it really then depends on how that individual does. In some cases, the medications are continued for longer. In other cases, we stop the oral antibiotic but continue with the use of skin medications, which are really very safe. It all depends on how that child's responding.
So now you're a pediatric dermatologist, Dr. Bruckner. What do we tell our kids? What do you tell kids when they come into you at Children's Hospital and they've got really bad acne and they're teenagers? What do you tell them about the whole self-esteem issue and the fact that it really seems to affect their whole high school years? It can make them have a terrible memory of high school.
I completely agree. I went through that myself. But I think, you know, it's important for teenagers to understand that, you know, there is life beyond adolescence and high school. I think that, you know, offering them hope and treatments that are going to help clear things up are really important. But, you know, it's important for them to see that light at the end of the tunnel. The treatment's important, the follow-up's important, and I think, you know, there are other medications above and beyond the antibiotics that we've talked about that can help for kids with really, really severe acne.
So what about sweets, sugar, chocolate, candy, Halloween? I mean, I still sort of use that myth with my kids at Halloween time when I think they're going to go a little crazy. I say, you know, it could cause zits. And then they look at me and they stop eating the candy right away. Is there any truth to the myth that sugar and sweet things or greasy fried food causes acne or makes it worse?
Well, I think that there is some validity to the idea that it makes it worse. Again, this is an area where we need better studies, but there is, I mean, I think some good physiologic evidence that foods that either, you know, increase our blood sugars quickly or that the high kind of glycemic index kind of, you know, basically feeds into a pathway that can make acne worse. It is not the cause of acne, but I think it's definitely a factor that can contribute to worsening a more severe acne in prone individuals.
So because their skin has so much oil in it, then they should be staying away from any kind of moisturizers or skin moisturizers. What about makeups, especially girls? They're going to start to want to wear makeup. Can that make acne worse?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, ironically, I think many people many teenagers kind of feel that their skin is both oily and can be kind of dry at the same time. So in many cases, moisturizers actually can be used. It's just that you would want to stay away from moisturizers that are oil-based. There are a number of good products, though, that are oil-free and have been tested to show that they do not cause acne or make acne worse, and those types of products are acceptable to use on the face. The same thing goes with makeups. You know, we would recommend staying away from foundations or cover-ups that are oil-based and very heavy, but the non-oil-based types of makeups, especially, you know, things like powders, and things like that, I mean, can be helpful in terms of sort of absorbing some of the oil sheen and covering up the acne. And again, there's many very reputable products that have been tested and shown to be safe to use in adolescents and adults who tend to get acne.
Last 30 seconds, Dr. Bruckner, your best advice for parents listening that have children that are suffering from this hideous high school nightmare that they can go through.
Well, number one, I mean, acne, again, it's sort of a rite of passage, but that doesn't mean that a child should have to suffer with severe acne. There are a number of treatments, both over-the-counter and through a physician, that are very, very effective at minimizing or clearing up the acne. And I'd encourage those parents, you know, with children with severe acne to go and seek advice from their physician.
Definitely good advice. Seek advice from your pediatrician, from your physician, from a qualified pediatric dermatologist, someone that can help your children with acne, because, gosh, no kid wants to go through high school looking like that. But, you know, if patience will wear itself out, and tell them not to pop those things because that'll make it worse. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.